Gotcha. It's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. I should save this gorgeous song for later, but can't. Advance warning, you'll love this. Isn't that just lovely? The old English folk song, I Gave My Love a Cherry, sometimes called, including here, the Riddle Song. It was adopted by the Americans as the song, a lullaby, was carried over there by early British settlers who ended up in the Appalachian Mountains. Our version was recorded in July 2011 in rather oddly Berlin, but there isn't any German content in the band. Frank Harrison is on piano and the leader of this trio, David Petroka on bass and Stephen Keogh drums. From Germany to Italy. from Udine in northern Italy in December 2009. Voice reads piano, that's it. Much of it wordless singing too. The wonderful Norma Winston is the voice. Klaus Gessing is on bass clarinet on that song, soprano saxophone on others, Glauco Venier on piano. Norma is the leader. Well, her name is above the album title, that title being Stories Yet to Tell. The last time I saw Norma live was with the latest, I should say last, Kenny Wheeler big band in Dorking. They all but drowned out her singing. After Cleo Lane, I'm sure Norma wouldn't object to being called a veteran, and she's still in fine voice, as we heard there. That was the 13th century troubadour song, En Mort dans Jaune du Cuca. Let's go back to the 60s. Thank you. Changed my mind at the very last sec there. I was going to play you When the Red Red Robin Comes Bob Bob Bobbing Along. And in fact, as it's a real shorty, I still might squeeze that in a bit later. It's lovely. But back to this last minute sub. It's from a prestige LP called They're Back, Boss Tenors in Orbit. So it's Sonny Stitt and Gene Ammons, both on tenors. Stitt switches to alto for a couple of the songs. Don Patterson was on the Hammond organ. Both together and separately, Stitt and Ammons have recorded with Patterson lots. Stitt more so. Ammons often recorded with Groove Holmes, Paul Whedon guitar and William James drums. Recorded in Feb 62, under the watchful gaze of Rudy Van Gelder. That was called Walking. I had a senior moment when I first heard this next number. I knew it so well, but couldn't for the life of me remember its title. Let's see how you do.
Thank you.
Yes, of course it was. Easy peasy when you know, duh. A medley of Jesus Christ Superstar songs, mainly the title song, recorded at a concert at the University of Bridgeport in Connecticut in October 72. That was the guitar duo of Sal Salvador and Alan Hanlon. They were together for some 3 years. Shame there aren't more recordings of the two of them together. By the way, Salvador later became the head of the guitar department at the University of Bridgeport. Hanlon's not as well known as Salvador, but he has played with all of the big names in jazz, and often with singers across a variety of backgrounds, from Lena Horne to Shirley Bassey, from Perry Como to, you remember MacArthur Park, Richard Harris. This next one is from the latest Bill Frisell album, Jazz-ish. I do buy every single Bill Frisell album. Sometimes I'm very disappointed and find it almost unplayable, but that's a small cost to pay for those albums that are so, so brilliant. This one is very good, different in style to most of his others, but that's also a Frisell trademark. Never stand still. Moon River, he said unnecessarily, recorded late 2015, early 2016 in Portland, Oregon. Frisell guitar, Ivind Kang, viola, Thomas Morgan, bass, Rudy Royston, drums and percussion. The vocalist, Petra Hayden, the daughter of one of Bill's great chums, the wonderful bassist Charlie Hayden. I'm ruining my playlist totally now, but I just might feature another very short track from this album later in the show. So, better squeeze in our Ellington slot now, whilst there's time left. And this is, for want of a better description, heavily orchestrated.
Thank you. And now, Manhattan Murals. Manhattan Murals is not a new tune. It's sort of a takeoff on an old tune. It's what we do is to try to interpret from the perspective of the writer of A Train. So we take A Train and try to give you various Manhattan scenes, starting from up at Washington Heights, 207th Street, and right down through the island, Manhattan Murals. Thank you. That's where the A train leaves Manhattan, goes under the East River, and on to Brooklyn.
The rather densely packed Manhattan Murals, which, as the Duke told us, was the view from the A train travelling south through Manhattan from 207th Street right down to the ocean. A heavily orchestrated trip. Al Killian on trumpet had most of what there is of a solo, plus some fine piano work by You Know Who and Harry Carney on baritone. Al Killian was in the band from December 47 through to the summer of 1950, when ill health forced him to leave, and he died later that same year, still not quite 34 years old. This concert was at Cornell University in New York State, December 48. I can't play you all of this long track, even though it's called One More. To be pedantic, and there's no one more pedantic than me, it's not actually one more, but slangily one mo. We always want one more, don't we? And often live to regret it. Wish we'd stopped before that one more. Oh well, next time. The Bobby Timmons Trio in August 1960 for Riverside Records. Timmons wrote the majority of the songs on this LP, as you'd expect from the man who wrote the classic Moaning. Timmons piano, Sam Jones bass, and the jazz messenger himself, Art Blakey drums. This LP is called Soul Time. Here's a short vocal. You do know the singer, don't you? This is 1940.
A chance for me, then I don't care. Fools rushing where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love, so how are they to know? When we met, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart and let this fool rush in.
Rush In, Where Angels Fear to Tread, written in 1940 by Johnny Mercer and Rube Bloom, and recorded here at the very end of March 1940. And it was a hit that year for our young singer with the Tommy Dorsey Band, a very, very young Frank Sinatra, before 10 million cigarettes and 10,000 bottles of Jack Daniels had given his voice more depth and character. Fun to hear. Two trips back to the 40s this week, most unusual for us. So let's get back to the 2000s. Thank you. And that's from a November 2008 New York recorded album for Venus Records, the Eddie Higgins Trio. All the songs, all 13 of them, are written by Higgins, including, therefore, Anita's Caribbean Caper. Higgins piano, as you know, Jay Leonard bass, and Joe Assioni on drums. Eddie Hayden Higgins recorded over 30 hours of music for Venus Records in the last year of his life. He died in the summer of the following year, 2009. All of it is quite superb. He's a fabulous pianist, somewhat underrated, I'm afraid. Strongly recommend any of his albums. If you put a bunch of Brits in a studio in West London, this is what you get. Careless Love, And that, of course, has been sung by everyone, played by everyone, yet still sounds fresh and new. You must have several versions in your collection, I'm sure, from Bessie Smith to Louis Armstrong to perhaps even Janis Joplin. This version that we've just heard is by Robert Fowler on tenor. He also plays baritone and clarinet on some of the other tracks. Recorded at Eastcote Studios in Kensal Road, West London, Jan 2011. It's an excellent rhythm section that I very rudely faded out. They didn't deserve that, but we must fit in more records. Robin Asplund on piano, Jeremy Brown bass, Matt Holm drums. Here's another fantastic Harold Arlen song. It's Only a Paper Moon has become a standard, but it got off to an almost unnoticed start in 1933. It was in an unsuccessful Broadway play called The Great Magoo. The Paul Whiteman then had a hit with it, and it was on its way. And here in Jan 93 at the Studio Miraval in southern France, it's, as you probably guessed, Stéphane Grappelli on violin and Martin Taylor guitar. Next, Cohen My Way. Thank you. from an Al Cohen LP called Mr. Music. That was Cohen My Way, actually written by Manny Album rather than Al Cohen. Recorded in New York, December 54. Al Cohen tenor, Joe Newman trumpet, Billy Byers trombone, Gene Quill alto, Sol Slinger on baritone, Stanford Gold piano, Buddy Jones bass, Ozzy Johnson drums. I'm rushing to get back to that new Bill Frisell album. Do you remember this TV show? Bonanza, of course, Adam, Hoss, Little Joe, and of course, Paw. Same lineup as our earlier Bill Frisell number. Here's our closer for this week, and yes, it is Sonny Stitt again, this time from a June 59 recording session. Stitt on alto for a change, Jimmy Jones piano, Dr. Aaron Bell bass, Charlie Persip drums. The song, written in 1926, was a big hit for Al Jolson. Doris Day then had a hit with it in 1953, but Sonny Stitt shows us how it should be played. When the Red Red Robin comes bob bob bobbing along. Thank you. that's it, I'm afraid. I hope you've enjoyed all the numbers on this quick outing along my record shelves, and I equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.